This message comes from NPR sponsor Progressive Insurance, where drivers who switch could save hundreds on car insurance. Get your quote at progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. First responders are on the job in Oklahoma, where there are tens of thousands of power outages following strong storms last night. Local media reports say several tornadoes touched down in the state. There is said to be significant damage in the small city of Sulphur. Forecasters say the severe storm risk will push into the lower Mississippi Valley today and tomorrow. In eastern Nebraska, residents are searching debris after an F3 tornado ripped through the area on Friday. More than 150 homes in Omaha's western suburbs were leveled by the storm. Nebraska Public Media's Brian Beach has more.
Preliminary damage reports indicate the tornado had winds up to 165 miles per hour when it hit Elkhorn, Nebraska, just after 4 p.m. Friday. Only a few minor injuries have been reported, something Chris Franks with the National Weather Service says is a testament to people taking warnings seriously.
You see events like this around the country with this level of damage on tornadoes on the ground for this long, and almost inevitably you end up with fatalities or critical injuries.
Nebraska Governor Jim Pillen says he received a call from President Biden offering federal support for the cleanup process. More severe storms are expected in the Midwest throughout the remainder of the weekend. For NPR News, I'm Brian Beach in Omaha, Nebraska.
Amid the campus protests against the war in Gaza, the University of Southern California says it's hoping for a more reasonable response from students today before it's forced to take further action. Police swarmed the area last night after students returned to an encampment police dismantled last week, leading to the arrest Wednesday of more than 90 people. Student Ray Richards believes this latest police response is over the top.
I think a lot of the students are really disappointed in the response because the protest was intentionally peaceful.
Israel's foreign minister, meanwhile, says a military incursion into Rafah and the southern Gaza Strip could be suspended if Israel and Hamas reach an agreement on releasing hostages. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports that Israeli media quote the diplomat as saying winning the release of hostages is a top priority.
In an interview with Israeli media, Foreign Minister Israel Katz said bringing the hostages home is the government's primary aim. When asked if that included delaying a promised incursion into Rafah, Katz reportedly said yes. If there will be a deal, we will suspend the operation. Katz is not part of the war cabinet overseeing the Gaza operation. Hamas is reviewing Israel's latest proposal. Israel has said it believes there are four Hamas battalions in Rafah and they must be defeated. But Rafah is also home to more than 1 million Palestinians who fled south from other parts of the Gaza Strip. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Jerusalem.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken is returning to the Middle East for his seventh trip to the region since the war in Gaza broke out with Hamas's attack on Israel more than 6 months ago. Blinken is due in Saudi Arabia tomorrow to discuss ceasefire efforts. This is NPR News. Images from the scene of an explosion on a military base in southwestern Cambodia show a still smoldering building and soldiers receiving treatment in a hospital. Nearby residents have reported damage to their homes. The military says Saturday's blast killed 20 soldiers. It's not clear what caused the explosion. Harvey Weinstein is in a New York hospital this weekend. He was taken there from jail after his return to the city following an appeals court ruling that nullified his 2020 rape conviction. On Thursday, the New York Court of Appeals vacated Weinstein's conviction, ruling that the trial judge permitted too much evidence not directly related to the charges against him. A usually profitable genre of films is seeing a slump at the box office this year. NPR's Netta Ulaby reports that horror movies have yet to attract huge audiences in 2024.
This is strange, and for Hollywood, it's scary. At this time last year, the biggest hits in theaters included Megan, about a homicidal artificial doll, and Cocaine Bear, best summed up by its title. Horror films are famously cheap to make, and they reliably pull in fans. A horror movie's success can help studios bankroll other movies. This year's horror movies so far include Abigail, Night Swim, and Immaculate. None have lost money, but for a big crossover hit, theaters may have to wait until the summertime crop of creepy movies. Netta Ulaby, NPR News.
And I'm Giles Snyder. You're listening to NPR News from Washington.
This message comes from NPR sponsor HubSpot. Imagine growing a business with high-quality leads, fast closing deals, wildly happy customers, and more benchmark-breaking quarters. It's not a miracle, it's HubSpot. Visit HubSpot.com to get started today.